It's time to talk about the year in pop music. And NPR Music's pop critic Ann Powers joins us from WUAL in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And she says if you're talking about 2014 in pop, you have to start with one person, and that's Beyoncé. Mama taught me good home training. My daddy taught me how to love my haters. My sister told me I should speak my mind. My man made me feel so goddamn fine. I'm wake up, post up, run around in it, blossom on it. And Beyoncé, of course, is flawless, but this album also came out in 2013. So explain yourself. How is this the artist of 2014?
Well, Adi, on a practical level, Beyoncé set herself up for a great year by releasing this album in late December. She and her husband, partner, collaborator, Jay-Z, toured all during the summer, and they also had an HBO special from the On the Run tour. And with her music everywhere, like that song, Flawless, which she released in a remix version with rapper Nicki Minaj. I mean, her message of sexual forthrightness, power, and sisterhood really rang through the year, and other women had to answer to it.
And she set a really high bar, but there were a lot of women who dominated the charts this year, right?
Yes, Adi. And it was a mix of women we've been seeing in the top 40 for a while, like Katy Perry, and a whole new generation who had huge hits. Megan Trainor with All About That Bass. Iggy Azalea had 3 or 4 hits this summer, working with other artists like Charlie XCX and Ariana Grande. We're seeing that shift generationally, but also the veterans are sticking around.
Well, I want to talk about one artist in particular, Iggy Azalea, because she represents something you've written about in terms of young women on the charts. You describe them as having a mercenary focus and intensity. We're going to listen to a little bit of that in the song Fancy. I just can't worry about no haters, gotta stay on my grind. Now tell me who that, that do that, do that. Put that paper over all, I thought you knew that, I'll be the I-G-G-Y, put my name in bold. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw. I'm so fancy. And not just a pop song in your eyes, right? What's going on here?
Iggy Azalea, controversial figure, definitely one of the figures of the year. She embodies both the promise and the problems of this new generation of women artists. She's been criticized. She's a white Australian woman who raps in a black southern style. So she's been accused of appropriation. At the same time, she's projecting this very strong, hardworking, determined persona. That song is a great example, Fancy. You know, the verses are about how she worked, she learned her craft, and she now has power, money, influence, all because, you know, she can stand up with the boys. But she's also going to stand up with the girls. I mean, she worked with the songwriter Charlie XCX on that song. So it's about teamwork. It's about doing it together and then being at the top, maybe by yourself. We're seeing women publicly display their friendship, their determination to work together to maintain power. You know, to use a current cliche, these women are leaning in and they're doing it together. So in country, you had Miranda Lambert collaborating with Meghan Trainor at the CMA Awards this year. In pop, you have singles like Bang Bang, which feature Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj all working together. It's a girl gang thing happening. It's not about sisterhood exactly. It's more about consolidation, I think.
So finally, Anne, we've heard about the artists of 2014. Give us a tip off. Who's leading us into 2015?
Adi, I think it's going to be a year very similar to this one in terms of women in mainstream pop, because Taylor Swift, one of the hugest, maybe the hugest star in pop right now, released a very influential, commercially successful, artistically accomplished album last month called 1989. And Nicki Minaj, the rapper, singer, comedian, body extraordinaire, has her album, The Pink Print. And that record is going to show us all different sides of this very talented woman, her comic side, her vulnerable side, and her inimitable rapping skills. Yo, I had to reinvent. I put the V in vent.
I put the heat in vents, man, I've been competing since. I look beyond what people saying and I see intent.
Ann Power, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Audie.
Cherish these nights. Cherish these people.
Ann Powers is NPR's pop music critic. You can see more of her work at The Record, the blog, and NPR Music. That's npr.org/music. And if you want to talk with us, hit us up on social media. Try us on Twitter at NPRATC.
Just yesterday, I swear it was 06. 10 years.